Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday, where each week we talk to one of the coordinators from the New England Patriots. Coordinators from the Patriots on WEEI Afternoons are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, and brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber, your local TimberTech supplier number one in premium decking. This week, it's Patriots Special Teams Coordinator Jeremy Springer. Mr. Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're good. I mean, how could we not be good? You guys are on a win streak. You're in first place. Things are rolling. You know, the weather's not too bad. The rain went away. Like, we're celebrating life here in New England. So is there an energy, a vibe around the building? I know I heard Steph Diggs say, don't drink the Kool-Aid. And we're serving up some Kool-Aid when I tell you you're in first place and you're on a winning streak and all that. What's the vibe or the energy around the building these days?
You know what? I think at the end of the day, everyone in this building knows how long of a season is. It's literally, like, to me, it's the beginning of the season, to be honest with you. So like the noise outside is not really a factor. But I think the vibe inside the building is, you know, guys believing in the things that the head man is preaching, like our culture, our identity, and trying to really practice our identity on a daily basis. And that's kind of all we're worried about, is like, are we a reflection of what we're trying to be as a team day by day? And we're just taking it day by day, because it literally is like, the season doesn't end today, right? We got so many more wonderful football, and it's like, we got so much more we can be better at. And that's what we're trying to do, is just take one day at a time. I thought we had a good Friday today, and I'm only worried about tomorrow right now and getting ready for tomorrow so that we can perform our best on Sunday.
Okay, so you're telling me that you didn't wake up with a smile on your face Tuesday when you heard that you guys were in first place in the AFC East, and that no one has whispered to you, hey, if we win Sunday and the Colts lose, we got sole possession of the one seed in the AFC.
Nah, I tell you what, I don't listen to TV. I don't watch TV.
Yeah, it rots your brain anyway, Jeremy. Good call.
I'm literally on the trying to win and beat the Tennessee Titans. That's about it.
So you mentioned the head man, Mike Vrabel. We all know this is, you're playing a Tennessee team that he coached for a bunch of years, and he lived down there, and he set the tone for that organization. How has he handled this week? I know he said to the media this is not some win one for the Gipper kind of week, but how has he handled this week and that potential distraction or storyline?
Exactly like you would think Mike Vrabel would handle it, man. We're focused on the opponent, and that's the opponent, Tennessee. And we know that in the NFL, man, this thing is a week-to-week basis. So, like, this team right now, in my opinion, like, I just look at special teams. They're a damn good special teams unit. They do a phenomenal job in all phases. And my goal is to, you know, get the possessions to our offensive defense, be the best that we can. And Vrabel's really stressed that amongst all three phases. Like, what can we do to win this game and focus on this game? And there's really been no talk about anything else outside other than that. It's just focus on the game and focus on what we need to do to win it.
Yeah, I mean, you even had Steph Diggs in the locker room earlier this week saying, don't drink the Kool-Aid, don't take the cheese, as far as people trying to, you know, blow sunshine your way and buy into the hype. So that makes a lot lot of sense, Jeremy. I would like to go back to last Sunday's game real quick. So there's the fourth and seven, and offense decides to go for it. It would have been, I believe, a 58-yard field goal for Borgalis. Now, he banged through the 52-yarder. Yeah. Against Buffalo, I say that would have been good from 72, and that's outdoors, no less.
Yeah.
Like that, do you go up to Vrabel and say, "Hey, coach, just so you know, he's good from 60 tonight." Do you advocate for the kick, or do you wait until they come to you and say, like, "How's his range? How's he doing? What can we ask of him tonight?"
Yeah, that's all done in pregame for us. Like, everything from a yard line perspective and what we're going both ways, if we're outside or if we're indoor, we already have a plan in place. So I know. And I think, you know, the flow of the game, the aggressiveness of Coach Vrabel in those situations when they're talking with offense, defense, and stretch, I think that's something that they decide on. And let's go out there and be the – sorry about that.
Don't ever apologize. That's why we love you, dude. You're the real deal. Hey.
No, I got in coach mode, but I just love the aggressiveness, man. Like, if we go out there on offense, we get touchdowns, man, that's good for our team. It's good for Drake and those guys, and I'm all for what's best for the team in that situation, and I'm all in on whatever we choose to do.
Okay, so how often does what just happened happen? Because in the real world, do you get fired up, like talking to your mom about something, or family, or friends, and getting to coaching?
I tell you what, when I come home, it's hard to turn it off. So my girlfriend, you know, she knows when I get home if I'm, you know, cussing a little bit more. She just knows I'm in coach mode. I've been around guys all day. You know, I'm talking with Travion Henderson about this. Or that. I'm just in coach mode, and it's just hard to kind of turn it off sometimes.
Yeah, we have to turn it off, unfortunately, for our job, because the FCC gets really mad at us if we get in coaching mode. I did want to ask you, so speaking of Borgalis, he seems like he's settled in nicely in terms of putting the ball through the uprights. But there's been a couple little hiccups here on kickoffs, not hitting the landing zone.
Yeah.
What are the challenges to that? What are you asking him to do? How has he been sort of working through that? Because that's obviously kind of a relatively new thing in his career and in the league.
Yeah.
So what's going on there?
That has nothing to do with Annie. Like, I get kind of mad at myself. I get a little selfish sometimes because, I've already expressed how much I love that dirty ball and how effective it is. And when you look around the league, when teams are able to do it consistently, your drives are starting inside the 20-yard line. So it's a major, major deal. So, you know, we hit it on the first two reps. And there were good kicks, and I got a little greedy with it. And sometimes on those kicks, man, like, it's hard to be consistent with them. And you see it around the league, you know, that third or fourth one could get a little hairy where it's in front of the 20. So that's all coaching. I just need to be better about putting him in the best situation. I know he can directionally kick the ball middle, right, left, and he can hit the dirty ball from time to time, but it doesn't need to be every rep. So, again, that's just me learning through it, being a little selfish, getting a little greedy, and sometimes you do that. It's a high-risk, high-reward type of deal because you don't want the ball at the 40-yard line, and ultimately that's a coaching mistake on myself.
So, Jeremy, obviously you've got, you know, we believe the best punt returner in the NFL right now with Marcus Jones, but who's the backup punt returner? I only ask because Marcus is having, I say, a career year both ways, but he plays so physically on defense, and, you know, he's, what, a 5'9", a buck 85, but tries to hit everybody like he's Ronnie Lott. I'm just kind of concerned that he's going to get dinged up, and then you're not going to have Marcus back there for, you know, a week or two, or maybe a punt return.
You know what? And you know what's funny is when you guys ask me about him playing kickoff return, that's why he doesn't. Yep. Because that right there. So, but no, in all seriousness, we got a number of guys that can back him up. You know, you got Pop Douglas, you got Chiz if he's active, and then you got Kyle Williams as well. So those three guys can all do it. And those are all three guys that work at it all week long. So, you know, we have all those guys backing up ready to go in case, you know, God forbid, 25 goes down.
So you had, and we're speaking with Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. You mentioned Chisholm there. He was active. You had him in the kickoff return role. I'm wondering, what do you like about that? He's probably not as fast as Gibson, I'm going to guess, but what do you like about him in that role? Is that something you see him developing in?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're the fourth or fifth receiver, or again, it's third or fourth running back right now, like, all those guys got to be able to return the football in this new dynamic kickoff, because it's such a valuable play now, because you're running 6 to 8 kickoffs a game or returns a game. So all those guys are always working. And someone like Chiz, I thought last week made great decisions. He knew where the ball was going. He caught him on the run. He didn't run out of returns where it forced into the penalties. It was more on, like, if we had a penalty, it was more on technique versus him. So he's just a great decision maker. So he's a guy that we'll continue to work and develop. And I love his attitude. I love the way he works. And he's a guy that I'm always going to, like, trust, because I know he's going to work throughout the week and he's going to be prepared, especially when you're playing a team that's maybe putting the ball on the ground a lot. That's where that valuable preparation comes into play, because if you can't handle those balls on the ground, like, you're going to be starting a lot of drives at the 20 or making really poor decisions that's going to really hurt the football team. And I just think he makes great decisions because of the way he works. So I hope he continues to develop and continue to ride with him if that situation comes up. And if it doesn't, then just get him work and be ready to go.
Earlier you said as you were preparing this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To take on the Titans, they had some really good special teams. What kind of problems could they potentially present you with on Sunday in a game where, you know, the coaching staff has now just been shaken up all of 5 days ago?
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, in the NFL, or it really in college too, like, because the head coach gets fired doesn't mean, like, the organization is in shambles. Like, these guys are all professionals. They're all getting paid to do what they do. So they're going to work, and they're working even harder. I always say that sometimes you get your best coaching done whenever you're losing or in those situations, because you're doing everything you can to expend all resources to win a football game. And I know the guy they have over there in Jim Fossil. I mean, he's one of the OGs and one of the best in the game. And he's got those guys playing really hard. They got a returner in DK, a rookie that's the NFL leader in all-purpose yards right now in the return game. They got dynamic guys in the rush game. I mean, this is a really good football team on special teams, and that's all I look at because I'm a special teams coordinator, so that's what I focus on. And I've been telling our guys all week, man, this is a real game. I mean, it's going to test our special teams unit from the first quarter to the fourth quarter, and we got to be on our screws, and we got to help our defense and offense out. We got to create momentum on the road in the NFL. It is never, ever, ever, I can't stress enough, like an easy win. It's just never going to be that way. And so we got to come out and play four quarters of clean football for our team. And it's a big challenge. I mean, fake city, rush game, return game. I mean, every phase, these guys do a great job. So it's a big challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
Jeremy, we're now 6-plus weeks into the NFL season with last night's game, and the only kickoff return for a touchdown is your guy, Antonio Gibson. Are you surprised by that? Did you expect more big play returns? Why aren't there more? How do you see this coming together?
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, it is what it is, because it's such a hard play for those guys on kickoff return. You think about it, you're 5 yards away from somebody that's running full speed at you, and you're trying to keep your body in front of them. Because as soon as they get outside your framework, you can't grab them. You can't, because if you do, it's a holding call. So it's just, it's a really hard play to do. And you got rules and regulations in terms of formations that you can do it anyways. And then all these kicks that you're getting, right? Like, you're getting kicks right, middle, left, on the ground. I mean, it's a hard play on kickoff return to coach. It's a hard play for the guys to understand. And, like, it's just hard for those guys to block guys for that long. It just is. So you're not going to see as many big returns as you wanted to. And that's just a plain fact. And you just got to make sure you get guys back there to understand the returns. And you got to continue to just coach the little things on it, because it really comes down to the details of your blocking technique. But it's a hard play, man. I can't stress it enough that on these guys that have played defense and not used to blocking like tight ends. You don't have 15 tight ends on the roster, so you can't play everybody. And you got top two tight ends are going to play all offense, so you're not going to use those guys. So it's a challenging play, but it's fun. It's fun to be on the side of being trying to be creative with it and trying to get better at it. And every day, every week, I feel like I'm learning something new on how to coach it better when I'm watching around the league. And it's an ongoing growth mindset type of play in terms of how I'm trying to coach it.
Jeremy, last one for me. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak to a news anchor from Nashville who's also a radio host and has been covering the team for years. And he said personnel-wise, they're pretty banged up, and there's a reason why they're only averaging 14 points a game. However, he said he would not be surprised in any way, shape, or form if the team, because of the fact that Mike Vrabel's coming back to town, because it's the first game coached by an interim head coach, not only tries an increase in tempo, but also reaches into the bag for every trick possible in all three phases of the game. Are you guys getting prepared for that? And also, don't forget, not that it's the same team by any stretch, but like, this is the home of the Music City Miracle. So have you guys been going over any potential? I mean, it's one of the greatest special teams plays of all time. Any trick plays and whatnot this week?
Yeah, I think when you play in a coordinator that has a history of fakes like Jim Fossil does, and a history of just being a great, creator of fakes, and Jim Fossil, that's what he is. And on top of that, with the interim head coach, and he was once an interim head coach for when Fisher got fired at the LA Rams. Yep. So you just know the history of what he's done and what they're doing, and we just got to be prepared and all. And every fourth down is a huge play for us. And that's why I said it earlier about this team. They're a really good team on special teams. I don't take that for granted. You don't take these games on the road in the NFL for granted. It's going to be a tight football game. It's going to be a very good football game. And we're doing everything we can to be prepared for that. And my goal is to, not lose the possession of this game, get it back to our offensive defense with great positive momentum and good field position. If we do that, I'll be happy at the end of the game if we get a win with that.
All right, Jeremy, we can make a deal then. You guys keep winning. We'll keep serving up Kool-Aid, and you guys will keep refusing to drink it. Is that all fair?
That's all fair, man. We got 11 games, man. A lot of football left, dog.
All right, man. Good. All right. Thank you. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, you too, Jeremy.
That was Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer, brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber, your local Timber Tech supplier, number one in premium decking. And that was our first, I think, Fitzy? That was our first coach got too comfortable and gotten coach speak interview we've had this year. And as you would say, Fitzy, I'm here for it. I love when they let their guard down and you get a little insight into when it's rolling, baby. It's rolling, baby. And if you were listening on Twitch or YouTube or those areas, you know what we're talking
about. The Odyssey app was loud and clear.
Yes. So I love it. That was Jeremy Springer, passionate Patriots special teams coordinator. And if his mentality and the way he received the message this week is accurate, then the Patriots are taking this game quite seriously down in Tennessee. Speaking of serious in Tennessee, Calvin Ridley is not going to play this week for the Titans. So that makes me feel a little bit better. That's a little bit less of, I don't feel great about this game. And I did actually get a bunch of texts during that interview. What are you, crazy? What do you not feel good about? Somebody told me they're going to put a boatload of money on the Patriots. So everybody's confident. We all feel good in Patriot Nation. They're going to go down to Tennessee and roll. We'll get back to the game. More of that later with a Ted buildup a little later in the show. Up next, we do need to touch on this Pablo Torre podcast, the latest information on Jordan. We hear her firsthand from some behind-the-scenes footage from a taping at NFL Films. Bill Belichick, Mike Lombardi, and the hate triangle that is his North Carolina crew. All that and more next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.